Hey everyone, and welcome back to Who's There. I'm your host, Allison. If you're new here, thank you for joining. This is a podcast where I usually talk to a new horror fan every week, but this is my February 2023 What I Watched in the Month roundup. It's a few days late, things have been pretty busy, but here I am. Let's get into it, and if you haven't reviewed us on iTunes or Spotify yet, I'd be so grateful if you could. Anyway, let's get into everything that I watched in February. First thing was Knock at the Cabin, the weekend that it came out. It's in theaters still, I think, but it's also available on VOD now. While vacationing at a remote cabin in the woods, a young girl and her parents are taken hostage by four armed strangers who demand that they make an unthinkable choice to avert the apocalypse. I like this enough. I didn't like the ending, and that's what I've been hearing a lot from other people, especially people who have read the book. David Bautista was excellent, and it's always nice to see Jonathan Groff in something. I gave this 2.5 stars on Letterboxd, which feels low now, but maybe I was less taken with it when I initially saw it than I am now. Next, I watched Swallowed. It's available on VOD. This follows two best friends on their final night together with a nightmare of drugs, bugs, and horror intimacy. I watched this prior to my interview with Carter Smith, who wrote and directed it. If you liked The Ruins, I think you'll like this too. There's a lot of body horror. It made me and my date squirm. I give this 3.5 stars on Letterboxd. Next, I went to a screening of the movie The Outwaters at the Alamo, but this is on VOD now. Four travelers encounter menacing phenomena while camping in a remote stretch of the Mojave Desert. This was directed by Robbie Banfitch, and I saw him and several of the cast members afterwards, which was pretty fun. I like this enough. If you like cosmic horror, this is for you. I was genuinely tense the entire time. I said in my review on Instagram that I didn't like the long tracking shots at the end and like the lingering and all that, but that's just personal to me. I gave this 3.5 stars on Letterboxd. Next, I went to go see Infinity Pool. This is in theaters, and I think it's on VOD now. James and M. Foster are enjoying an all-inclusive beach vacation in the fictional island of La Tolca when a fatal accident exposes the resort's perverse subculture of hedonistic tourism, reckless violence, and surreal horrors. I had no idea what to expect, but I couldn't have guessed what would be going on. It just needed more body fluid, that's all I'll say. And the performances are fantastic all around. Mia Goth and Alexander Skarsgård. I gave this 4 stars on Letterboxd because it was just so original and just mind-blowing. Next, I watched Fresh. This is streaming on Hulu. It's a Hulu original that came out last year. Fresh follows Noah, who meets the alluring Steve at a grocery store, and given her frustration with dating apps, takes a chance and gives him her number, and goes on from there. I think most of us have seen this. I love this movie. It was in like my top 5 of last year. This was my pick for a movie to watch on Valentine's Day with the guy I'm seeing. Hi, because I know you're listening. I give this 5 stars on Letterboxd yet again. Then I went to go see Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. This is streaming on video on demand, but I got to see it in theaters because it was playing for one weekend here in New York City at a couple of AMCs. After Christopher Robin abandons them for college, Pooh and Piglet embark on a bloody rampage as they search for a new source of food. So, from the very first animated sequence, I was totally into it. It's cheesy, and the characters make absolutely terrible decisions, but I really enjoyed it, which surprised me because I hate cheesy 80s horror, as you all may know. It was kind of like Winnie the Pooh meets Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So, again, it's interesting that I liked it because I don't really like Texas Chainsaw Massacre either, but I really enjoyed the theater experience. I give this 2.5 stars on Letterboxd, which is higher than I would give any 80s horror movie. Next, I watched Barbarian. Again, this is on HBO Max. A woman staying at an Airbnb discovers that the house she has rented is not what it seems. That's such a weird synopsis and misleading, but I mean, that was what was so great about it and the trailer. I can never pass up the chance to introduce this movie to someone who's never even heard of it before. It's so entertaining to watch somebody go through the motions of accusing Bill Skarsgård of being the villain and then realizing they're wrong. I love this movie so much. I give it 4.5 stars on Letterboxd. Next, I watched The First Purge on Hulu. To push the crime rate below 1% for the rest of the year, the new founding fathers of America test a sociological theory that vents aggression for one night in one isolated community. It was 1 month until the fictional Purge night, so I put on The First Purge, which I realized I never really rewatch. I forget how good it is. I really enjoyed it, and I really liked that the drug lords come in and save the day. Sorry, spoilers. The Purge is a franchise that improves with each installment, and sometimes it's hard to believe that they can continue to outdo themselves. I really don't know where they're going to go after, you know, the Forever Purge, but we'll see. I'm sure they'll do it justice. I hope so. I gave this 4 stars on Letterboxd. Next, I watched The Hatchet-Wielding Hitchhiker. This is streaming on Netflix. It's a documentary. This shocking documentary chronicles a happy-go-lucky nomad's ascent into viral stardom and the steep downward spiral that resulted in his imprisonment. I think Dana and Sarah from Allegedly Astrology brought this up during my chat with them, and I decided to give it a shot. I hadn't heard about this while it was happening, but I really enjoyed the documentary. It's crazy how quickly someone can descend into madness or crime or whatever. I give this 3.5 stars on Letterboxd. Next, I decided to rewatch Paranormal Activity 2. This is on Amazon and Paramount Plus. When the Rays move into their new Southern California home, little do they realize that the house is already occupied. So this is another chapter that I don't often rewatch in a franchise that I love. The pool cleaner gets too much airtime, I know, but I really do enjoy this movie. I enjoy them all, though, so take what I say with a grain of salt. I know a lot of people hate on the later installments, but I really enjoy them all. I gave this 3.5 stars on Letterboxd. Next, I saw Cocaine Bear. This is in theaters now. After a 500-pound black bear consumes a significant amount of cocaine and embarks on a drug-fueled rampage, an eccentric gathering of cops, criminals, tourists, and teenagers assemble in a Georgia forest. I went to see this on opening weekend, and it was hilarious. It's absolutely nothing serious, and the theater was laughing the entire time. It's not scary until the bear cubs show up at the end, but don't worry, no bears were harmed in the making of this or even in the movie, so they win. I gave this 3.5 stars on Letterboxd. Next, I watched the movie Annette. This is on Amazon Prime, streaming for free. Henry is a stand-up comedian with a fierce sense of humor who falls in love with Anne, a world-renowned opera singer. Under the spotlight, they form a passionate and glamorous couple. With the birth of their first child, a mysterious little girl with an exceptional destiny, their lives are turned upside down. I had a girls' night with some friends, and one of them insisted that we watch this musical movie, and I'm so glad that we did. We all had looks of astonishment on our faces the entire time that someone read this script and thought it was good and should be backed financially and created. I love Adam Driver. He played the comedian, so I was very entertained. The baby is played by a marionette puppet, so it's pretty interesting to look at. If you have 2.5 hours to kill, check this out with low expectations and be amazed. Have a group friend night to watch this, because I don't think it's as effective if you're just going to watch it by yourself. You're going to be like, what am I watching? I give this 5 stars on Letterboxd because it's so ridiculous. After we finished watching Annette, though, we watched Megan. It's streaming on Peacock. We all know what Megan's about. I think we've all seen it. I love this. It was great. Even for a third time, we were all still laughing. I give this 4.5 stars on Letterboxd. Next, and the last movie that I watched in the month of February was Accepted. This is streaming on HBO, Hulu, and Prime, so it's available a lot of places. This is starring Justin Long. It's from 2006. After receiving his latest college rejection letter, senior Bartleby Gaines devises a novel way to fool everyone into thinking he is college-bound. Open his own university. Bartleby and his similarly stymied friends take over an abandoned building, create a fake website, hire his friends' uncle to pose as a dean, and presto, a school is born. The premise of this is absolutely ridiculous, but it actually ends up having like sort of a happy ending, and like it has good morals, and I think it's just a really good movie. I really love it. So I gave this 5 stars on Letterboxd, as always, and I think you should watch it. So that's everything that I watched in February 2023. What did you watch last month? What was your favorite and least favorite movie that you watched in the month? Let me know on Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter at Who's There Pod. We're on Instagram at Who's There Podcast. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, horror movie recommendations, or you'd like to be a guest, shoot us an email at whosthereppc@gmail.com. Until next time, stay scary and get boosted.